Welcome back to the third and final part of the PS Tech interview with Shara. Let's continue.
Shara, as you talked about, was the fear of success.
Yeah.
Fear of success is a real common thing that I hear a lot of people talk about. Fear of failure and fear of success. You kind of talked about it in your experiences, and you even called it a pattern, I think. You talked about being the number one salesperson in retail at one point. And this was an interesting one, kind of a fun one, because you had mentioned they would announce who's number one, and most of the friends and people who you worked with, not the management, but the people you work with, would give you a hard time. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned being an honor student, but never going to graduation because most of your friends weren't. Mm-hmm. They weren't honor students. It was better that they didn't know that you were an honor student. You also mentioned you opened your store 9 years ago and two of your best friends never came to see your store.
Yes.
Never came to see your success. So, like you said, this seems to go on and on. I make lots of money and I suddenly lose it. Companies sold, they close, they relocate, etc. And you had mentioned, what's going on with my subconscious? Why is there a gatekeeper stopper or something? You did mention good news. I didn't really panic seeing some of these things right now that, you know, like currently in life that are happening, but they're still happening. Tim, on the things I just mentioned there, now, kind of the themes, fear of success, but we're also talking about continued loss of gains and maybe one and the same, mm-hmm. right? Go ahead.
One of the things that occurred to me when you were talking about that, Jeff, is that if you read the biographies of extremely successful or extremely wealthy people, they've always had a string of failures. Mm-hmm. They don't look on them as failures. They look on them as learning experiences. Probably the simplest way to describe it in terms that people will understand is that they tried things that didn't work, or they've tried something and they hit a problem, and then they tried something else and they just kept trying. The thing that differentiates them from everybody else, apart from the fact that they're entrepreneurial in the first place, is the fact that instead of looking at a failure and thinking, oh, well, that means I can't ever be successful, they just keep at it until they find the winning formula, and then everything slots into place. But invariably, they have had problems with businesses, they've had things that didn't go well, and things have happened over and over and over again, but they kept their eye on where they wanted to go. Exactly as Napoleon Hill explains in Think and Grow Rich, they stuck to their purpose, and all of a sudden they find the route that actually works, that's sustainable, and just keep going. That was the first thing. Was I don't think, again, you know, we talked about pattern. I think it's important not necessarily to assign any significance to it. The other thing that Shara was asking a question earlier on, making decisions or something, wasn't it?
When it comes to art, boom, it's there. Not a problem. Yeah. She knows what to do. It's like, boom, automatic. Right, Shara?
Yeah, but when it comes to, they call it like Napoleon, he called it reasoning faculty. All the logic thing is, okay, this is beginning, recession is wrong, blah, blah, blah. But the creative imagination, make a decision, that's the right time. And it works, everything.
Another thing which is common to them is that they all talk about the fact that they make decisions quickly and change their minds slowly.
Right.
And that is successful because... Well, sort of to back up a bit, we live inside our conscious minds, and to a great extent, because that's where we think we exist, because that's the only bit that we're conscious of, fully conscious of, it creates an impression that the human mind is the conscious mind, whereas in reality, the human mind is much bigger than the conscious mind. The conscious mind is only a small part of all of the things that are going on. One of the interesting aspects about the conscious mind is that it is always playing catch up. That decisions are taken within the subconscious mind first, and they are subsequently rationalized by the conscious mind, which means that very often people will do things because their subconscious mind has decided that it's appropriate for whatever reason, and it might be following a pattern, or maybe it's identified something that it thinks is likely to pan out well. The conscious mind then is left with the job of rationalizing why that was done. And the reason that's given by the conscious mind may have absolutely no connection whatsoever with the real reason that the subconscious mind chose to do it. Psychologists and neuroscientists know about this because they've done all sorts of experiments, and you can see it on brain scans and so forth. They know that this is how the human mind functions, which means that if you then go back to this idea of making a decision quickly, changing your mind slowly, if you make a decision quickly, the probability is that it's the subconscious mind which has made the decision. If you make a decision slowly, then what you're doing is you're engaging the conscious mind and using that as part of the decision-making process. And it's the two things are completely different. So what I would say is, if your subconscious mind is in a place where it wants to work for you, and it sees that business thriving, or the, you know, suppose somebody wants to open a pet store or something, and it sees that as being important, then whatever decisions the subconscious makes are likely to be quite good in that regard. In your case, though, because you've talked about this idea of negative expectation and having these patterns that repeat throughout your life, it's very, very important. If you want to trust your subconscious mind, it's important to deal with those beliefs first, because if it sees a pattern, and then what can happen is that the subconscious mind will try to bring reality into alignment with what's been modeled at the subconscious level. So if what's been modeled is not helpful and not resourceful, then it'll take whatever actions are required in order to produce an external reality which is in accordance with that. So therefore, it's a good idea to deal with the beliefs about those patterns. That has to be the first step, to get rid of the silly ideas. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, that, you know, something bad always follows something good and so forth. Once that's dealt with, the way to get the subconscious mind to make the decisions for you is to make decisions quickly. But it's important to deal with those ideas of pattern and negative consequences being inevitable and so forth first. Once you've done that, then I think it's absolutely fine to trust the subconscious, and it'll do a cracking job. It'll do exactly what you wanted to do.
It's interesting, Tim, because like you said, we're looking to trust the subconscious. Now, Shara, you mentioned in talking about not deserving success, right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it seems pretty true for you. It's a long-held belief. But the problem is, consciously you say, hey, I want to be successful, and I'm going to push and be successful, and you're turning to your subconscious that says, but we don't deserve it. So there's the conflict. In other words, you're not going to be in alignment consciously and subconsciously, and you guys are going to be at battle, so to speak. Some of the other beliefs that we kind of touched on here, like not deserving to be happy. Whenever I get money, I always end up losing it. When those are held by the subconscious as strong beliefs, or maybe even close to, if not core beliefs, there's always going to be the struggle. And then comes in that aspect of, I push and I'm successful, then I lose it. Well, I'm really working hard at it, you know, but it's such a struggle and it's hard and I hate it. Or I don't feel like doing anything today. I'm not motivated, because the subconscious is going, why bother? So like Tim says, if you address these beliefs at the subconscious level with PS Tech negative, PS Tech positive, the subconscious starts to get on board with you consciously. And then when you're in harmony, you're like two people working as a, you know, well-oiled machine or team or, you know, partnership. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, it's start happening, and it's about 2 months I'm working on, you know, all this, you know, issue and cleaning up. So the goal that I put first when I started with Think and Grow Rich is slowly changing, because different idea is coming from my subconscious, that I will take them more serious than the one I just wrote in just to start it. So it's, I think it depends on what information is there. So the subconscious start acting toward, and somehow, you know, some area is automatically working. Like I needed money for something and I asked my subconscious and someone just walked into my store and said, do you teach private? And I was like, oh God, subconscious bringing student again. So it was like, even though I tried to get rid of him or not calling him, he called back. Even though I raised the price, I said, he's not going to pay for it. But he said, oh, that's fine. I'm a very successful businessman. So this was one of my dream. I never had chance to do it. So now subconscious take over and he's coming, and actually he's very talented, very cool person to teach, and I'm enjoying it. But
so you tried to get rid of that joy and that fun and that abundance, but
well, it's just sometimes, you know, I stopped teaching after 20 years. I said, I don't want to teach anymore. But subconscious doesn't care, you know, what you said. You need money, there you go.
Interesting. That's kind of fun. I wanted to bring that up because you're doing Think and Grow Rich and starting out with it. Okay, you put together your vision, your goals, etc., as it says in there, the vision of what you'd like to manifest and see what happen in life. And like you, and so as you're going through it, you really came into module 2 basically, and it's like, uh-oh, there's a lot of stuff in the way, right?
Yes, yeah.
And so you, as you said, what did you say? I had to back up and go back to the basics.
Yeah, it did. Right. The whole program, Think and Grow, it's so big. I listened to everything, couple of, that it makes you think about why you didn't made it before or what happened, why you really have to clean up. So it's not just, oh, one anxiety, it's gone, okay, bye, I'm go on living. So it's, that's why it's, you keep working on different part of it. And I feel like then my vision and my goal get bigger and bigger as I feel more confident that, oh, with all of this too, I'm sure I can reach it. So it's really one of the wonderful program. I mean, I had so many modality, but no one attacked from so many different area, from the way to, you know, hypnotize and the way to, you know, deal with the subconscious negative and planting positive. It's really a great program.
Well, I appreciate your stick-to-itiveness because that persistence is part of it. I think a lot of people will come up with a vision, but then come up to the barriers and just kind of throw up their hands and give up, like they have before. And as you said, this program will really bring to light those barriers, the things that have been in the way for so, so long.
Well, the truth is I clicked track and I said, I won't give up.
Well, you know, based on your history, I don't think giving up is a real problem, to tell you the truth.
I do a little short climb, then I get back.
I know. But I mean, in the long run, I don't see you giving up. But that's what I'm encouraging people do, is to not to do that, because the barriers are there. And if they've been there a long time, our mind tends to go, oh, that's an old thing. We can't either we don't need to, or it's really hard. And I think with your persistence, you found different ways, finding the accelerators, and you found something that really worked quickly and well for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to encourage people to do that and follow your example. The other point I wanted to make too was you had mentioned, and I mentioned these a minute ago, about these being successful but being criticized for it. Like being the number one salespeople and people making fun of you, an honor student, and again, people not accepting you because you were top in your class, if you will. Owning your own store and your friends don't come by. Those sound like emotional experiences, and those are probably good to click track.
But then
to consider looking at the beliefs, as Tim was really emphasizing, the beliefs around this when it comes to abundance, wealth, all those kind of things. It's not just about emotions. Beliefs play a really, really, really big part in this. And so that module 2, which is about procrastination, is so important for people to really take the time to, as you're doing, to really look at these things and look at why you're not able to manifest that goal and be able to do the things of your dreams and be able to move those out of the way so you can. Anything to add, Tim, onto the end of this here?
as we wrap this up?
Apart from, like I said, I think earlier, I think you should be extremely proud of yourself, Chara.
Thank you.
You've got success written all over you. It's obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Tim said, we all do that. People that are successful, they don't shoot it in the hoop 100 for 100. Or if they do at some point, it's because they spent a lot of time missing and figuring out how to get to 100. But the point is, those times along the way, the people that aren't successful, when they have something that doesn't work out the way they planned, they look at it as a failure and a commentary or a definition of who and what they are. And all it is a result in dictating to us, or giving us the opportunity, would be a better word, for us to respond in a successful way. And that's what this is about. We've gone through a lot of things for you, Chara. Has it been really helpful? Do you have anything to add on to here?
It was great. Yeah. Thank you so much for everything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate all the time you spent with us. I really, really do. All of the insights you're helping to give people, the questions that you brought up have all been wonderful, and I'm sure pretty common to people. So be surprised how many people are going to be able to, at least in their own minds, thank you. But if you're listening here and there's a comment section, feel free to give your thanks to Chara. And we appreciate you taking your time again. Thank you so much, Chara.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Tim.
All right.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Chara.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So take good care on your track there with Think and Grow Rich and everything else, Chara. And again, my thanks to you. Thanks, Tim, for joining us. I appreciate that. Great insights as always, of course. For everybody else, if you have any questions, feel free. You know where to go. And just on the page, again, if you can leave some thanks and comments for Chara, we'd appreciate it. She would too. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Aloha.